Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, October 24th. It is 10 degrees, feels like 7 out there. Leaves are actually falling. Backyard, as I look at it, my window, there's a good Canadian out, is starting to get covered. So I'm limbering up, getting ready for raking leaves. I've never invested in a leaf blower. It always looks appealing, but it still doesn't solve the main issue of having to pick up all those stupid leaves. Gets them all in one place, I guess, quicker maybe, with less raking. So that might be nice. Anyways, this episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check it out. patreon.com/iChris, in case you're curious what Patreon, how Patreon is spelled like, and what rock stars smell like. All right, I missed yesterday, but I'm back today. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. I missed yesterday, back today. And with a bit of an announcement, when I posted the episode last week, the last episode I posted, one of the Patreon supporters, Kevin, asked about the link in the show notes that said coming soon, Instagram 101 course, and whether Patreon supporters, longtime Patreon supporters or patrons, would get access to that for free or a nominal fee or some sort of deal. And the answer that I told Patreon supporters, if you didn't see that, is for sure you will get it for free or near free, yet to be determined exactly all the pricing and stuff. But along with that, I thought about the fact that I have sort of over the last year almost, I remember setting a goal for this in January and have fallen on my face dismally with this. But I have the Snapchat 101 course that's up there at courses.chrishands.com. I don't know that I'll be updating that one in the future. I don't really trust where Snapchat is going, I guess, and sort of the focus of the platform, as much as Instagram seems to have a bit more universal appeal. Users are there. I know there's still lots of people who love Snapchat. I think it's an innovative, interesting platform, but I feel like Instagram has the mass market appeal just because of their connection to Facebook. So feeling like maybe I need to focus on that. Not saying never ever, but just for the time being. And so back in the beginning of the year, I set a goal. I remember talking to, I think, Justin Jacks or somebody. Yeah, it was Justin, about doing like 6 courses this year. And that seemed like a pretty easy goal, two a month at best, or at worst, I guess. Seemed like a pretty easy goal when I set out to do that for this year. And thus far, I've done none more courses. And so fallen way behind in that. So there's 3 main ones that I've been wanting to do, sort of thinking about doing an Instagram course, a WordPress website course, how to get your website up and running, just your basic like introduction to just building a website, and then podcasting, which would sort of piggyback on top of the WordPress one, website one, ideally, because you sort of need a website to have a podcast. So you could, if you're completely starting out from scratch, you do the WordPress one and then you do the podcast one. Anyways, what I'm going to try doing is, because I can't decide which one to do first. And also I need, like I said, a couple episodes back to get that monkey off my back. I need a bit of social pressure to just follow through with actually doing this stuff, because I turn on the camera, I hit record on the computer and I feel like an idiot doing it. And so, but knowing that there's potentially people out there wanting these things helps me want to do it, and also helps me decide which one to do. So all of that long rambling thing to say, there's 3 options in the show notes to sign up for. You can also see them at courses.chrishands.com. Of three of them, they're coming soon. And when you go to the page for each course, you have an option right at the top to sign, throw your email address in and sign up and be notified when that course is ready. So I'm going to use this as a way to decide which course to do next. You can sign up for all 3. You can sign up for just 1. It doesn't really matter. But whichever course over the next couple of weeks, I'll give it maybe mid-November here, will be the next course that I start doing. I'm hoping to do all 3, like I said. So you can sign up for all 3 if you want. If you're interested in all 3 of them, that's great. But whichever course, and I haven't announced this on Twitter yet or anything like that, but I'll do that soon-ish. I'm going to give Dailyish listeners and Patreon supporters sort of first crack at this and give me any feedback that you have as you sort of look over the page and have any questions and things like that, sort of use you as beta testers or guinea pigs. So go check out the courses at courses.chrishands.com. Sign up for whichever ones you want to see done, are most interested in. Obviously, you'll be notified. I'll tell you about the other ones if you're not at all interested on future episodes of Dailyish. But yeah, that'll sort of help me, a little competition to help me get some social pressure to get these things done and out the door. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
This is not a weather podcast.